Hey guys, welcome back to The Dish.
Welcome.
And today is another day for fun because this is the weekend and we are celebrating Salah. By the way, this past week was the celebration of Salah. I don't know what specific one we're celebrating, but I celebrate with Eid. Okay. Eid Mubarak.
Eid Mubarak. I don't know.
Okay. I actually celebrate with the Muslims out there, and although we didn't get to eat ram or
fried meat.
So okay. So we are celebrating. So this weekend we are doing all games. So today is going to be another exciting day filled with games and filled with a lot of fun activities, and there's one particular fun activity we have in store, and I can't wait because it's really exciting. So let me just break down everything we're going to be doing today.
Okay.
First of all, obviously affirmations. Secondly, there's going to enter another segment, trivia, where we ask each other trivia questions.
It's trivia.
And you know, rate and record the scores. The winner
of the trivia,
yes,
trivia.
Mm-hmm.
Rate and record the scores.
Yeah, we rate and record the scores.
Okay.
The winner of the trivia would collect the other person's phone and tweet.
Post.
And post a video from their camera roll to your Instagram, and it has to stay on Instagram for 24 hours.
No, it needs 24 minutes.
24 hours.
Shit. Okay, on their camera roll, not from your camera roll. Not that you post it. Okay, from their phones.
From your phone, I'll pick a picture from your camera roll and post it on Instagram.
Okay.
Video from your camera roll, post it on Instagram, and it has to stay on your camera.
I think I like this.
It has to stay on your feed for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we are also going to do riddles. We're going to do riddles. The riddles is going to be fun.
I am handsome. Who am I?
Rap battles. That's the last one we are doing. We are doing rap battles, and it's literally going to be very, very funny. So what we are going to do is we are going to choose a particular rap by an artist, a single artist. And we're using Nicki Minaj today, so I'm a Barb anyway. So
you're a Barb?
Yeah.
Okay, Barbie.
Yeah, I'm a Barb. I'm a Nicki fan.
Okay, Barb.
Yeah. So I'm gonna pick a song for you, Trigon. And you're going to rap to it. You're going to follow. It's just like karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to follow the lyrics and rap to it. And you're going to pick a song by Nicki for me also. And I'm going to follow the lyrics and rap to it too. Mm-hmm. And lastly, we're going to do Dish or That, our signature game for the Dish Talk Show. Let's just dive into affirmations. I don't think I have any affirmations ready. Do you have any ready?
Always at the top of my head.
Start.
Okay. I affirm peace to my soul.
Every time I'm affirming peace.
Yeah, it has to be peace.
There's many other things to affirm.
No. I have to say what's in my head.
Okay.
I affirm peace to my soul. I affirm intelligence and intuition. I affirm wealth and greatness. I affirm I think that's all. I'm okay with those.
Okay, my affirmation goes like this. I am beautiful inside and outside. I will achieve all I have put work into getting. I will reach my life goals. I will fulfill my purpose on earth. And this week, I am going to cash out. So this affirmation.
Nice one.
Yeah. So let's jump right into the game. I can't wait. So we are starting with trivia, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have trivia questions here, and you're going to pick a question for me amongst all these questions here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we have our score sheet here. I think I'm going to give you one score sheet.
Mm-hmm.
Here. I'm going to give you one score sheet here. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to give you one score sheet. So, you score me. You can tell it's too. Okay, I can just use this one for my own. So, I would ask a question. Don't look at my questions. The answer is very correct. So, I ask you a question and you have to tell me the correct answer within 5 seconds. No, 10 seconds. That's 5 seconds. A little bit.
I would just answer that's a impulse. Anything that crossed my head, I was a pew.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mad.
So I was scoring this one now.
Yeah, you have to score me and I score you.
So depending on the question, how do you know you're right or wrong?
The answer is under it.
Okay, the actual answers are under it.
Yes, the answers to questions are under each question. And you will be looking at it as you asked me.
Okay.
And I said you can pick from all
the random segments.
From beginning to end, any segment, just pick and ask.
Okay.
So if you want to be wicked to me, I'll be wicked to you too. So
don't worry.
Okay, so I want to start asking under science.
Okay.
It's your name here.
It's not my turn, it's your turn. So you just call me. Mm-hmm.
This one is quite easy.
Just keep going.
Which planet? Oh, wait. Oh, sorry. Which natural disaster is measured with a Richter scale? Which natural disaster is measured with a Richter scale?
Richter scale.
Richter, that's RICHTER.
I don't know what that scale is, but I have to just guess.
Among the natural disasters, you know.
Okay, let's say hurricane.
That's what
I'm
standing with.
Okay. May I know the answer? Yeah.
I will tell you the answer.
Okay. So I can study what Richter scale
is. The answer is oysters.
I don't know what an oyster is.
It's an animal.
You said
it's oysters.
You said natural disaster.
It's oysters. Sorry.
You said natural disaster.
You fell there.
Is an oyster a natural disaster?
Yeah. Have you seen
that? No. You give that question was made up by you.
Have you seen oysters before?
Natural disaster. Oysters that people eat.
Yeah.
Oysters.
Yeah.
Measure with the Richter scale.
Yeah.
You said natural disasters.
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening?
Oysters are natural disasters.
How? They're eating.
Have you seen how they look? They literally look like a natural disaster.
How? Where?
How do they look like a natural disaster?
That's seafood.
Yeah. They look like a natural disaster. They're fucking ugly.
What are you saying?
Oysters are natural disasters. Oh my god.
No, you made up that question because it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, the answer is earthquake.
Okay, earthquake.
You feel this still. Okay. So pick from any segment and answer.
Okay, what does BMW stand for in English?
BMW, the actual meaning of BMW.
Yes,
you have to tell me what segment you asked me under.
Okay, it's under, I think you should definitely under cars. Auto trivia question. So yeah, auto cars. It's on cars.
BMW.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
What does it stand for?
Because what's the proper abbreviation of?
Yeah. What does it mean?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Without looking at the answer, do you know the answer?
I did not know it before. I've seen it now.
Okay, so be my wife. That's what I'm gonna say.
Okay. So the answer is Bavarian Motor Works. Bavarian Motor Works. Bavarian Motor Works.
Why are you cramming the answer?
So remember it next time.
Next time we know. Next time.
Sure. Information. Not for us.
So you want to go brag to your girlfriend? Us that don't have a girlfriend.
Maybe.
Us that have a boyfriend will help us.
Maybe.
So, did you score me?
So, number one, F.
No, you have to do it in like
X or like 0-1. Okay, 0-1.
Okay.
Tell me the segment first.
Segment. I think we all get zero.
Don't worry, we'll be good.
Let's do cartoons. Oh, sorry, it's television.
Okay, television trivia.
No, sorry, celebrities.
Okay.
There's so many, you know.
Segments, right?
Let's do something.
Just select.
Let's do animal trivia.
Okay, animal.
What is a female donkey called?
One, two. Ass.
F.
Yeah, I said ass.
A female donkey is called a Jenny.
Jenny. Spelling, please.
Jennifer. Jenny.
Okay, that Jenny. Okay. J E double N Y.
Okay. It's your turn.
My turn. Female donkey called Jenny.
Yeah, be giving me a screen.
Okay. What the hell? Okay, business and economy trivia. Larry Page is CEO of which company?
Larry Page.
Yes.
My ass.
What is it? My ass.
Yeah.
My ass.
Yeah. My asshole.
What? I said company.
Yeah. CEO of my ass is a fucking company.
Okay. Larry Page. Hello. Mm-hmm. So you're wrong. Larry Page is.
Oh, I didn't know. Oops.
Is the CEO of Google.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So grass.
So yimber.
That's so fucking grass. Is this the last question?
Okay.
How many do you have there? Three.
Two. You have
zero.
Mm-hmm.
Brands. What vehicle? What is the slogan of Apple Inc?
Slogan of Apple Inc. Apple beating off by the right side.
Slogan. So
okay, slogan is not logo. Okay. I don't know.
It's called Think Different.
What is it?
Think Different.
Think Different. It's evil.
Boots are done. Apprentice.
One more for you.
Yes, I know that.
Okay. All right. Which of the seven wonders of the world is located in Egypt?
A pyramid, bitch.
Of what?
Giza.
No.
Oh, sorry. I gave you one. You won't give me one.
Why did you give me one?
I thought it was me that was scoring myself.
So no, it's one. Yeah. You wrote it for yourself. Why?
Because I was so excited to give myself the score. So yep. I want
this
one. So that's it for this segment. Mm-hmm. And we're moving on to the next segment, which is... riddles, and they are going to be doing five riddles.
Okay.
And I'm going to be asking you the riddles. This is not a graded segment, it's just so we can learn and know more about riddles on know our perspectives. So Why are you looking at me like that? Don't look at me like that. Okay. We're going to start with easy riddles. Okay. Okay, this is Annie. Okay, the first riddle is, I have branches, but no fruits, no trunk or leaves. What am I?
A clothes rack. Like the one that they used to put, like, for, I don't know what it's called in English. Where you put your, hang your coats in the house. You know, if a visitor comes, he hangs the coat.
He has a trunk.
That's a trunk?
Mm-hmm. Where does the branches come out from?
Okay, it has a trunk. Mm. What's it? I don't know what the trunk is.
Have you seen a tree?
Yes, I have.
You see where those branches come out from?
Yes.
From one middle place that is very thick, but
yes.
Around, that's a trunk of a tree.
Okay, the thing I'm referring to has a trunk too.
Yeah. So this one says, I have branches, mm-hmm. but no fruit, trunk or leaves. Who am I?
Trunk or leaves?
Yes.
I have branches, but no trunks, no leaves.
Yes. Open your mind. You have 5 seconds.
Okay.
4, 3, 2, 1. The answer is a bank.
What's the question again?
I have branches, but no fruit, trunk,
okay,
or leaves.
Okay. So, David's parents have 3 sons. Snap, Mikey, who's the last son?
Sorry, David's son.
Parents have 3 sons.
David's parents have 3 sons.
So, Snap, Mikey,
David,
who's the last
parents.
Person?
Parents.
Parents. Sir, are you writing it down?
Yes. 3 sons.
Your time is 10 seconds.
No, it's not. It's 20 seconds. 3 songs.
Snap.
Snap.
Jack. Who's the last person?
Did Jack each other off and what? Snap, what? Snap, Jack.
Jack and, yeah.
Then they feed each other food. At least they.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I got 1 point!
Here. Yeah. Okay, you want to score? Okay, you can score yourself, I guess.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's score ourselves because we have the books.
Mm-hmm. I think your third and fourth is 1-1, so put 1 and third.
This is my score here. Mm-hmm. I'm score. So my third is. No, for this one, I go 1.
Mm,
1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this 1, 2, 3, 2, 3.
Zero, 0-0 the next year.
Okay, what can't be put in a saucepan?
What can't be put in a saucepan? A house. A chair. There are a lot of things that can't be put in a saucepan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was your final answer.
The Yeah, I just choose anything. It's the saucepan itself.
The lid of the saucepan.
What can be put in the saucepan? Yes. What has hands but can't clap?
These chicks but can't clap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he has hands but can't clap.
You're mad.
Nice. Stuck up bitch.
A stuck up bitch.
Yeah.
She can actually clap.
Because she's a stuck up bitch.
She can clap. If she sees money come, she'll clap.
She's a stuck up bitch. Everything makes her stuck up. So, yeah.
Okay, perspective, right?
Okay, wait, her hands, I can't clap.
No, it's not clapping because the hands are not.
TikTok, TikTok. Okay, all right.
Yeah, crazy. They go.
Okay. Let's do the next one.
That's number three, right?
What has words but never speaks?
What has words but never speaks? I think dictionary. Yeah, dictionary. Okay, there's audio dictionary these days. What has words but never speaks? Okay, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
What's the answer?
A book.
Okay, yeah,
you get half a point.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody sent you a very long message.
I think it's an annoying system.
What runs about around the backyard but never moves?
I think it's Mike Town, right?
Well, the answer is OTD.
Okay, so say it again.
What runs around the backyard but never moves?
Runs around the backyard. So I think barbed wire or cable.
What is barbed wire?
The fence.
That's actually a good answer.
Yeah.
But never moves. Okay, let's see. You got it!
Mm-hmm.
Yay, 1 point.
Mm-hmm. So, it's half. What is half? One.
What can travel around the world but never leaves its corner? A stamp.
Yes.
Okay, so we're on to
the next segment. Which is.
You don't win one.
Go. I'm not excited. Go.
Congrats, sir. Congratulations.
Weird. Long word.
Yeah. Podcast. Okay.
Entertainment.
While I go deal. Jesus.
What's that?
So we're doing 30. No, we're not going to do all 38. We're doing Would You Rather, which is Dish or Dat questions. Sexy Dish or Dat questions. So let's see how would Wahala Gudeo.
Mm-hmm.
Wahala Gudeo. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one I'm picking is, would you rather send nudes to your boss or to your parents? You just got this job and it pays a lot.
I'd rather send nudes to my parents. It's safer. It's safer at this point.
What did you do?
So what I have to do exactly, what can I do? I'll just say, I'll take a picture of myself.
I had the rashes on my balls.
Exactly.
Do you see any rashes on my balls in that picture?
Yeah, yeah, ask them. Yeah.
Okay, which one pick?
Okay.
Oh God.
Would you rather spit or swallow?
Spit. Ew. I don't even know. I don't want to know what they are doing. Yeah. But I'm definitely spitting out. Whoa, yeah, sure. Nothing goes into my body.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be so weird that you chose that question from Mr. Trigon? Would you rather be walking on your parents having sex, or walking on your parent, or have your parents walking on you having sex?
Let me walking on them, they don't need to see what I'm doing. Yeah, immediately I move out. They can't see what I'm doing. Nah, I walk in and I walk out.
You like, never have sex again, because whenever you want to have sex, you think about your parents having
they
sex.
They give it to me, so. I'm sure they don't say that. Okay, they can actually. What is
it? How do you say it?
Mm-hmm. That's, I mean. You go kill me. Hold me. I'm coming. Jesus. God. Hey. You're mad. Forget.
And I promise you.
Not today, I don't say you're mad.
That's my own reenactment of my parents.
My mom. Okay. Kingsley, take it easy. Kingsley.
That's so funny.
Okay.
Okay, big one.
Okay. So, would you rather not shower for a week or not brush your teeth for a week?
Are we done with the sexy ones?
I think there are lots of a few. Okay, we'll have to finish sexy ones.
Okay, continue. Would you rather what?
Would you rather not shower for a week or not brush your teeth for a week? I think I can.
I would rather not brush my teeth for a week. Okay. I would put some mouthwash.
Aha, exactly. There's no spectrum to that.
Would you rather. Would you rather make a huge salary but have to give everything above minimum wage to charity? So, like, you're making, like, let's say you make $1 million a month,
mm-hmm.
but you give everything above $800 to charity.
Okay, so if you make $1 million, you're giving $800 is for you.
$800 is like pretty minimum wage.
Okay.
Yeah, so you give everything above $800. That means charity. $800 is for you to keep.
Okay, so out of the $1 million, $800 is mine. The remaining is for charity.
Like, how much is that? $800 minus $1 million.
That's 999
Mathematician.
What about this? Go to any 200.
Anyway, so you give that to charity or have a mid-range salary and be able to spend it on whatever you want.
800k per month. Is it monthly salary, right?
What's the difference? That, like, I'm like, what's the difference? Since I'm making 800 minimum, okay, you have a mid-range. Okay, you make. Obviously, the answer is obvious now. Mm. Oh, the answer is actually not obvious. want to know which one, are you a devil or an angel?
Yeah, exactly. So spend on whatever you want. So I think I will have mid-range salary.
So you rather not give
so
people
spending, yeah? They didn't even specify. So you can spend on someone. Yeah. Or you can spend on an orphanage. Yeah.
When you can just kukuma be spending on an orphanage.
But mid-range salary.
I'm joking.
Yeah, I choose mid-range.
But when you give your money away, you still end up in minimum wage. I mean, you give $1. Which one I give? Okay, pick one for me.
Okay.
Come on, stop.
Stop. Go back up, baby.
Fucking bombs.
Okay, still. Just stop. Would you rather hold my hand for 4 hours straight every day or never hold it again?
Jesus Christ.
Wow. Okay.
This is demonic walking. I guess I'll never. Straight. I'll hold your hands for 4 hours straight every day.
Okay.
We shall just. Our hands will be sweaty though.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather marry someone who never organized the dishwasher the way you like it or never marry at all?
I'll do it now. I'll do the dishwasher stuff. Not by force. It can't be perfect now. Yeah, I'll clear the dishes. Because imagine you like the person, exactly. Abi? They didn't say you never organized. No, I love the person, so I don't think that matters. Yeah.
No. Okay.
My turn. Would you rather Instagram live all your arguments or never use internet again?
Instagram live all my arguments. In fact, I will so do it. I'll be like, hi guys. So on today's hi guys, welcome to my live video. Today we'll be arguing about how he left the toilet sit down. So what do you mean that it's a woman's job to bring the toilet sit down?
Yeah.
I would like it. In fact, more traffic for me.
Yeah,
but not all arguments deserve the Instagram though. Like some arguments you want to keep private.
Yeah, they said all or never use internet again or never use internet again. Exactly.
Yeah,
remember that part.
No, remember the fact that you're an addict.
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather only be able to cry in front of other people or not be able to cry at all for the rest of your life?
I can cry in front of other people.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll cry in front of other people.
Because I need to release.
Okay. Which one are
you thinking? Okay. So, would you rather have no... I'm reading one already.
Okay.
Would you rather have no emotions or be able to deeply feel every little thing?
Have no emotions.
Exactly. Well, that is beautiful. Every little thing.
No, I don't want to be dead. Little so basically, thing. Would you rather be a narcissist or an empath? I'll be an empath.
Actually, so narcissists feel.
Narcissists don't feel shit.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. Let's take the last two. Go back to the sexy. Would you rather sneeze every time you orgasm or orgasm every time you sneeze?
Okay, wait. Sneeze every time I orgasm. Release.
I know, I asked you.
Or you're mad. Or sneeze then release.
Or I know, I which one?
Fuck, about nonsense. Okay, I have to choose one, right? It's the same thing. I choose anyone. I choose the first sneeze before orgasm.
See, every time you used to orgasm, but sneeze can come in class.
Exactly. Okay, so you have control over the orgasm time.
Yes, now.
Yeah,
you
so
have
take
control.
Orgasm time.
Yeah. So
yes,
I think
so I'd rather sneeze every time I orgasm.
Yeah. At least both release.
Sneeze anyway. Hey.
Yes, now.
That's true. Nah, just
Papa will be talking to you and be like, that's
happy. Well, they didn't say show the emotion of orgasm. They didn't say it. You can wear black trousers, not if you show.
That's your babiasa.
They can't know.
Say, what are you talking about? Anamabiasa.
You don't need to tell him what you
do. Anamabiago.
Express the orgasm.
Anamabiago.
No, I don't do. I don't remember Papa. And I'm like, what? Nope.
Okay, this is the end. This is the end of the podcast. Mm-hmm. This podcast is very, very, very long. That's what she said. This is the end of the podcast, and please remember to follow me on Instagram at The Dish Talk Show, and Twitter at The Dish Talk Show, and YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube at The Dish Talk Show, and listen to this podcast on Spotify. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Radio Specific, also on YouTube too, at The Dish Talk Show. So it is The Dish Talk Show, literally, no hyphen, no underscore, no full stop, no up stop, no hand stop, just The Dish Talk Show. So thank you guys for listening, thank you guys for following, subscribing. I really appreciate every single thing and every single interaction. Till next time, we'll be talking about something more serious. So hope you have a beautiful weekend and a blessed celebration. Bye.